Awaken Your Alpha, episode 20, John Romanello.
Welcome. Check out this fantastic podcast, the Awaken Your Alpha podcast. Live limitless, tracking down the finest alpha minds on the planet for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Words they live by. For example, put the cookie down. Origins, biggest failures, fears, awakening moments, Yoda questions, yin yang, the alpha round, and their wake-up question to finish. I want your ears, your attention, and your motorcycle. Now, give them to me.
Arnold, I don't even own a motorbike.
Get to the podcast.
Okay. John Romillo continued from part one.
Yin-yang round, and you just go with your gut.
All right, I'm ready.
Dinner out or dinner in?
Dinner out.
Spider-Man or Superman?
Spider-Man.
If you were getting chased, bear or shark?
Oh, bear. 100% bear.
Bear?
Listen, I'm not a good swimmer. If a shark is chasing me, I am dead. But I think if a bear is chasing me,
You've got to take him on.
Yeah, I think, because here's the thing. I think under the right set of circumstances, I could take a bear. I'll tell you this right now.
You'd have to get tooled up.
I could definitely take a shark if we were both on land. If me and the shark are on land, I'm going to win that fight 100 times out of 100.
I gouge. There we go.
If we're in the water, I mean, maybe 1 out of 1,000 times I'll walk away victorious, but I have to believe that with the home field advantage, the shark is going to win.
Yeah.
But the bear and I, we're you know.
You're looking a bit bearish at the moment as well, mate.
Yeah, I've got a bear look. A lot of bear going on.
Blending. Okay. James Bond or Jason Bourne?
Bond.
Yeah. Well, Jason Bourne is not winning. I think he's had one win so far.
Wow.
Indian curry or roast dinner?
Roast dinner.
Hot tub or sauna?
Am I alone?
Okay, I'm gonna. You have one companion. It's up to you who this companion is.
All right. Well, then it would be a hot tub, and I suppose I will have to take my wife.
When you get out of the hot tub, then once you're finished, and you head into the pool, is it dive in or cannonball? Boom.
Dive.
Okay. Nice bit of style. Okay. Dog or cat?
Dog. Who says cat? Who? I want a list of all the people who have ever answered cat to that question. And then we will have
words. Not me. I'm just checking out. See if there's you might have said cat and I'd have been like, okay.
All right. Anyway, we're done, Roman. Thanks for the time.
Oh, man. Okay. And this round is I think you're going to refuse to answer this question. We'll see.
All right.
P90X or Insanity?
If I had to choose, I would say P90X. I like bodyweight workouts, but if people are new and they've never done anything, I would say getting them into weight training is probably better.
Yeah. Got to have a bit of resistance. Love it.
Yeah.
Okay. San Francisco or New York?
New York all day.
Yeah. Well, that's home area. Right? So have you still got a place in New York?
No, I don't, unfortunately. I'm looking for one, but it's, the thing about New York is that it's such an expensive place that to have somewhere where you don't live full time seems, it's not really cost effective. So yeah. I'm thinking about grabbing a room with, maybe setting my buddy up in the apartment and letting him live there most of the time and then just have a bedroom that I go and stay at.
That's a good idea. I like it. Okay. I'm not insulting you. This is the complete blank around. Okay. So you have to complete the blank for me.
Okay.
Okay. If I was ever to visit New York, I should, because there's a lot to do.
Yeah.
The insider stuff.
You should go to one speakeasy, have at least one amazing slice of pizza, go to one New York landmark restaurant that has been there forever, and go to Central Park.
Sweet. Because I know you flipped this one on me when I met you for the first time in Vegas. And you was saying, oh, you got to show me around. So I was like, yeah, blah, 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 big wheel, this. And you was like, no. Anyone knows that.
Tell me what the locals do.
I'm going to tell you this one. There's this one. I actually got an urge for it at the moment. if you get into London Bridge, which is basically the station, just under the Shard is on it. You know, okay. That massive tall building, tallest in Europe, yeah. Now. You come out of there, just to the left, you go down a little way. And I've started doing the odd pub crawl whenever, because it's like a very central place from where I am, like friends work. It's very easy to get to, good transport. But there's this little sort of outdoor market, and you go down there and there's just so much good food. Like you can sample all stuff, but it's like tucked away. There's loads of good bars, and there's like a German beer hall underground with like massive steins. It's awesome. But in this little market, they do these. I haven't had a Scotch egg since I was like a kid, and they were rough back then.
Yeah.
They do. It's like sweet potato fries, like chips, crisps, and then a Scotch egg that is just different level. I had it. I can't believe it. And I've got it in my mind for the last couple of days.
I just had a Scotch egg for the first time in my life. The last time I was in New York, actually, I had never had one. But for anyone who doesn't know, a Scotch egg is when they wrap a hard-boiled egg in bacon, more or less. It could be different types of meat.
Yeah,
it's usually like surrounded completely in bacon, and then they deep fry the whole thing. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that would be sort of kind of the start of what we'd do if you do finally come over.
The main thing that I would say in New York is this: get lost. Just have a cab driver drop you off in either the East Village, the West Village, Chelsea, or any like, and just walk around and just get, don't know where you're going. Don't worry about getting lost, because no matter where you are in New York, you'll be able to get a taxi and they'll take you back to where you need to be. So just get thoroughly and completely lost. Just walk, find somewhere cool, go inside, have an adventure, come out, do it again.
That's pretty much what I did. I ended up in a South African bar, which I was not expected.
That's awesome.
Very random. It was nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Your best friend would describe you as?
Reliable.
Okay. Last time you were drunk was?
Last time I was drunk.
I thought you were going to say last night.
Last time I was drunk was when I went to a Taking Back Sunday concert at the Palladium in LA. I was with my buddy Josh, one of my absolute best friends. He came out from New York to visit. And we were also with Leighton James, who is one of the guys in Adventure Club. They're an EDM group. So, you know, he's like they're like a huge group. They're actual legitimate rock stars. So if you have never gotten drunk with a rock star, I highly recommend, if you have the opportunity to do it. It was a rough night. But I mean, it was a great night, but it was a terrible morning. But it was, you know, we had to like take a cab home. We got back to the car the next day just as it was getting towed. It was a show. But that was the last time I was drunk.
That is awesome. You should save it for the good ones, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, if you had to eat one food, just one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? So I guess I'm asking, which food would you not get sick of quickest?
I guess if I didn't care about my physique, if I was just like, well, this is the food I eat forever, I guess it would be pizza. But if I had to make a more educated decision based on everything, I would say ribeye steak would be the way to go.
Ooh, caveman, nice. The pizza could be quite a clever one, actually, because you can have all different toppings every time. So you
That's
can almost get your...
You get enough protein.
Yeah. The weirdest thing I've ever had, well, it's probably not that weird, but it was weird to me at the time. When I was in California, I had like a salad pizza where there's some, they just dumped a load of salad on it. And it was really nice, but it was very weird.
Interesting.
It was really weird. Weird as it sounds. Okay. What is your favorite movie and why? You can go inspirational or you can just go stupid movie. It's your decision.
I believe that Zoolander is one of the greatest films that's ever been made. It's got a lot of really personal meaning for me.
Can you only turn left? Or what is it? Only turn left?
I am an ambi-turn, but yeah, he couldn't turn left. So Zoolander came out.
Was that Blue Steel or Magnum?
That was Le Tigre. It's a softer look. I use it for catalogs mostly. But So Zoolander came out, I think, in 2001.
Oh, man. It's different.
And I didn't see it until like 2002. But it was, for whatever reason, my friends and I discovered that right as I was starting to get into modeling. And so and then they would just make fun of me forever. But it was on. It was on in my dorm room, my junior year of college. It just played. We had like four TVs. And it was on one of the TVs, and it just never got turned off. It was just on morning and night. I mean, that movie must have played 2,000 times that year. And it was just on. All it just, like, it would end and start again, end and start again. And so it's like, it was always in the back of my mind. It was crazy. Like, even if we had girls over, like, we would come, you know, some one of us would bring home a girl for the night. Zoolander would still be playing. And so, I mean, you just have all these weird associations with Zoolander. So that's, I would have to say.
The last film that I got played on loop, I got a little bit burned on this because it was when my my now wife was at uni. And she had a house full of girls. I'm not joking. They had Dirty Dancing on loop. I could not believe. I thought, right, I got to enjoy this for a month or two. But it was literally the whole year. And it, oh, man.
I actually, yeah, I have a really funny Dirty Dancing story, which is just not appropriate. But I will tell you the next time we are, next time I see you,
okay.
I will tell you the story. I mean, it's a great story. At some point, I'll tell it on my blog. But I'll say this. So this is a story about Dirty Dancing and the worst blowjob I have ever gotten in my life. So those two things somehow are related to one another.
Oh, my God. I like that. That's a teaser trailer.
Little teaser. At some point, you guys will get to find that out.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. Right. This is the Yoda question.
All right.
Who helped awaken your alpha?
Alvin Batista. He's the first real mentor I ever had. Alvin is, I met him when I was 19 years old. His gym is the gym I joined and went through my body transformation. So I came in contact with Alvin because I was working at the Gap at the time. And this woman called and she said, I need 30 white polo shirts in a bunch of different sizes. And then when she shows up, I had them for her. And I said, why do you need these? And she said, actually, my husband is opening a gym and these shirts are the ones that his employees are going to wear. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Okay. So turned out the gym was 5 minutes from my house. I had just that week been talking about getting into shape. And so I went in and I joined and I met Alvin. We formed a small bond over that summer as I was making my transformation. He always had like a, you know, as he saw me making progress, he would get interested in what I was doing and gave me different books and things. And, eventually at the end of the summer, because I guess it was in the middle of the summer, he offered me a job and then I just started working there on and off when I wasn't in school. And, yeah, Alvin taught me a lot, has taught me, continues to teach me a lot about life. I would, you know, he is one of my absolute favorite people and best friends. You know, I met him when I was 19 years old. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I didn't really have a father figure growing up. And so all of these things that you learn or you should learn from your dad, things I hope to teach my son, I didn't really have a lot of experience with. You know, I didn't know how to tie a tie, for example, which I know in England they teach you, you know, when you're like 3 months old, but in America, you normally learn when you're like 10. But yeah, so I mean, all these different things that I learned from him, you know, not just about fitness or business, but the subtle nuances of being a man. You know, I learned a lot about what it means to be a father from watching Alvin interact with his children. He's got three beautiful daughters, you know, the youngest of whom, I, you know, when I first met her, she was 8 years old now, and she's like graduating college, which is crazy. And, you know, the oldest of whom is only a couple of years younger than me. So, you know, I really like got to see these girls grow up and to become like beautiful women because they had an amazing set of parents and, you know, a father who's always there for them. But also, you know, like just certain, the nuances of being a man, like just intrinsically knowing when it's okay to reach for a check to pay for dinner versus knowing when someone is taking you out because they can afford to do that. And stuff that you just like learn over time. So yeah, Alvin is all of the things that a father teaches a son, I learned from Alvin. I learned how to fix cars and do basic plumbing, you know, when I was working at his gym to like repair things. I learned how to fix treadmills. I learned how to just really come into my own as a man. And so without question, if there was someone who awoke my alpha, it's Alvin.
Perfect. Okay. I know you're a bit excited about this. You've made it to the alpha round.
Oh my.
This is like your comfort zone. Yeah. This is where you're going to give us your alpha tools to how you get to this point. So your favorite books, any productivity tools. So we want to start off with, well, actually I'm going to cut in there because I don't even know if you're going to mention it, but we haven't really touched on engineering the alpha. If you're interested in this podcast, even Awaken the Alpha, engineering the alpha is literally like a written version of it. It is absolutely awesome. It covers all aspects of being an alpha man. It is not about being a pure silverback knuckle dragging gorilla. Okay, it covers all the aspects. So before you get on your high horse, go read that book. Schwarzenegger has written the foreword. I recommend it. It's brilliant. And so we might get some more recommendations here from. Have you got one or two books that you want to recommend?
Sure. There's a few. I highly recommend that everyone reads something about the hero's journey. It's really important. You'll see as it applies to life. I'm going to announce here that my next book will be purely about the hero's journey. So I haven't made that particularly public yet, but I am at the end of this summer, I will sit down to begin to write that book. And it will be all about applying the hero's journey and understanding it as it applies to life.
Awesome.
So
one copy
whether you whether you read The Hero with a Thousand Faces, which is Joseph Campbell's seminal work, or whether you read what would be another good one? The Writer's Journey by Christopher Vogler. There's all sorts of truly incredible resources out there. So read something about the hero's journey. Perfect. Things that I always recommend. For fiction, I highly recommend everyone read Ender's Game. Ender's Game can teach you a lot about the isolation that comes with being an outsider, but also being a leader, having things fall on your shoulders, whether it is becoming the man of your house when you're 9 years old or being expected to do all these great things and not knowing if you can do it. Ender's Game is really good. I will mention, obviously, that the author, Orson Scott Card, has some really despicable beliefs about homosexuality. He's pretty anti-gay. I am pro-gay all the way. I love the gays. We disagree there, but he wrote a great story. Another good one along those lines, read the Horatio Hornblower series by C.S. Forrester. Hornblower is a British naval officer, and there are very few characters who have as much like internal dialogue, internal monologue, I guess, that gives you insight into what it means to be a leader as Horatio Hornblower. He is this great man, but he sees himself as a failure all the time. He is racked with self-doubt, and he constantly has to make these hard calls, and he makes them, and everyone around him sees what an amazing person, but he is always second-guessing himself. And I think that's really like what it means to be an alpha, right? As much as we wish that we could go through life with the extreme certitude of knowing intrinsically or indefinitely that our choices are the right ones, to be truly evolved means to be able to look at all the infinite possibilities of the multiverse and never really being completely comfortable with your decision and, you know, looking at it and see if I make this decision, it could go one of these three ways. If I do it, it can go these three other ways. But, you know, the thing is, to be a true alpha, to be a true man means to always question this decisions that you make, to never truly be comfortable with the decision that you make, but to be truly comfortable making it because you have to do something. To be struck with paralysis by analysis, I think, is the worst thing anyone can do. So Hornblower taught me a lot about that. It's okay to question. It's okay to not be sure that you did the right thing, but you always have to bring to bear the will to act. And Hornblower taught me a lot. So the Horatio Hornblower series, it's like 11 books, I believe, by C.S. Forster.
Perfect. Have you got a particularly high-tech resource? Because I'm aware as well, you've got another interview in like 8 minutes and I want to get some good bits. Have you got a particularly high-tech resource and a particularly low-tech resource that you use on a daily basis? There could be tears if I pulled it away from you. You'd be annoyed.
So for low-tech, I write everything down. I believe in keeping notes. Small notebooks like this. I mean, these are everyone from Thomas Jefferson to Einstein carried a notebook. I think it's just important to always write things down. I don't really like keeping notes on my phone. I would rather like, I still actually write a lot of stuff by hand. Like if you actually look, like this is pretty much everything for the recent superhero launch. It's like everything from like what needs to get done, who's going to do it, to like items that need to do.
Here's a list of. I have a teacher's planner because I used to be a teacher and I just got obsessed by it. It's
perfect.
Yeah.
a high-tech resource. I mean, my laptop, you know, I couldn't do anything without it. In general, yeah, I just.
You're particularly geeky or nerdy. I'm sure I saw somewhere on your blog. I've got it here, I think. You're a nerd. Writer, coach, nerd. It's there. So is there a particularly geeky, nerdy thing that you use on your laptop? Are you pretty standard?
I don't know.
We can come back.
I think I'm pretty standard laptopery. but I'm a big fan of certain types of apps on my phone. I think it's really important to always like have things that do a job.
A cool app for us then that you're currently using.
Yeah. Did I even bring my phone today? That would be, forget?
We haven't even mentioned Fitbox.
Fitbox is cool.
Fitbox
is one of my startups. It's a monthly delivery service in the vein of Birchbox or something like that. Yeah. If you sign up every single month, you are sent a box of cool, awesome fitness-related goodies. So every month, I think our tagline is every month we hunt down the best workouts, recipes, and fitness-related goodies, and then we put that in a box and send it directly to you.
That's why I wanted to talk to you about it, because I saw that line and I just wanted you to say it, because I thought that was awesome.
an app that I'm using right now, I can't believe I forgot my phone. This is so weird. is Fitocracy's macro tracker. It's really good, very slick. I like it a lot. So I'm using it to track my macros, which is very handy.
Perfect. We'll put that on the website when your interview goes live. That's cool. Right. Looking at the time as well. I've got news for you. Definitely, you are going to be the first two-part special because I'm not going to sit down and try and cut out 50% of this. It would just be impossible.
That's exciting.
It's going to be cool. Right. What is one of your personal alpha habits? And if you're going to go down the lines of, you know, obviously working out most days, I want you to be a bit more specific because I think most people would take that as a given for someone like yourself.
Right.
What's like an alpha habit? It doesn't have to be physical. It's up to you.
An alpha habit.
You think it's like, you know, it's almost essential for your being that, you know, you're not going to be firing all cylinders if you miss that on a few consecutive days.
I am what, on the scale of like introversion to extroversion, I'm all the way over here. I'm an actual true clinical extrovert. Like, I need to be around other people. So something that I try to do at least once a month is have like a mini mastermind where I just either get my team together or go hang out with guys in the industry and just like really get together with people who are doing awesome things. I just like to not be the smartest person in the room. I like to be around people who are doing incredible shit and then just get inspired. So that's huge for me. And then something that I do I read for an hour a night, every single night, no matter what. If I don't read fiction at night, I'll go crazy.
Cool. Love it. Okay. What do you think was something that was holding you back? You know, why did you become maybe the chubby kid, or you weren't really absolutely kicking ass back in the day? What was holding you back?
I think that we get trapped in these boxes, you know, that we build for ourselves. We decide that we are a certain thing, and then we don't try to defy the expectations of whatever that thing brings with it. And for me, I decided I was a nerd, right? So I play Dungeons & Dragons. I play video games all night. I'm going to do X, Y, or Z. And so I cut myself off from this, from athletics, because nerds and jocks don't get along. Nerds don't do X, Y, you know. So for me, it was, you know, every single time in life that I feel like I'm putting myself in a box, that I'm like, well, I'm an entrepreneur, so I don't do these things, or, you know, whatever else, I try to do something that's completely antithetical to those limitations and just get outside of them, whatever those are.
Perfect. What's some of the best advice you've ever received?
Well, I think Oscar Wilde said, no, that's not good. All right. So what we'll say, he's got some good ones, but I think it was Mark Twain said that always tell the truth, so you'll never have to remember anything. I think that's a good one. But man, the best.
I'm going to assume it could have come from the, you know, your
Alvin. Yeah, figure. I know. I'm trying to think. What's the best piece of advice Alvin ever gave me? I think like the most awesome piece of advice, you know what, this probably came from my grandfather, and it just, you know, it's, you regret the things you don't do far more than those you do. So, I mean, that's a big thing for me. I'm always looking to have new experiences, and it's actually true, you know, like looking back over the landscape of my life, there are definite things that I'm like, man, I should have just done that. Or, you know, but very few times. I mean, there are certainly things that I look back, I'm like, oh, shit, that should not have happened. I shouldn't have. But they're far fewer and further between, for sure.
Definitely. Okay, you've made it to our final question or questions. This is the wake-up question. So if you were to wake up tomorrow and you still knew everything we've just been talking about, but you didn't have any of your contacts, you mm-hmm. had, you can still have your wife. She's very nice. You can still have your wife.
Appreciate
and
that.
You've got your laptop, you've got your low-tech, high-tech essentials, but you had no contacts, you had no websites, no Roman, no Schwarzenegger. What would you do in that first week, that first day, and why? You had a clean slate.
I would make a list of all of the magazines that I wanted to write for. That would be high leverage, that would create visibility and get traffic back to the website I would build. Because I really think that's the key. I really think that that's what every fitness professional needs to do, focus on getting published. So I would make a list of those magazines and then find the editor's information and reach out and try to write for those magazines. Those, that would be the big thing.
Cool. Okay. Is there one question that you thought I should have asked, I missed an opportunity, or you want me to ask? You want to just talk about something, like, I know you're very humble, but awesome. So is there anything you want to just say, hey?
No, I think we've covered everything. I mean, there are definitely, you know, all right, well, let's put it this way. Are there any pieces of anything that we touched on that you think people would want more information about, either personally in terms of business? I think that's how we do it.
Okay. I think, because again, personally, I'm quite happy with this, but I think a lot of people will be thinking, I've missed a trick, not find that a little bit more. But obviously, I've read the book and I do quite a lot of training myself. But I think a lot of guys out there will be thinking, you know, what is, you know, the minimal effective dose of lifting weights, getting in shape? I think they're going to be like, they should have been coming away with a little bit.
Sure. Minimum effective dose, honestly, like I think can be as little as 30 minutes three times a week or 60 minutes twice a week. I've seen people get pretty impressive results with that, like doing, you know, like a one set to failure high intensity training type thing or the like. So that would be the big thing. That would be the minimum.
So if one of the guys listening here, they're, you know, they're not massively advanced in their training potentially, and they've only got half an hour, because we don't want this, I haven't got enough time bollocks excuse. So mm-hmm. they've got half an hour. We're going to get them jacked. What should they do in that half hour? In the gym.
Six compound exercises, one to two sets to failure. So if they're having a half an hour twice a week, one day I would focus like squat, bench press, row, you know, maybe lunge and something, you know, and then the other day it would be like deadlift, overhead press, pull up, and then just like try and go to failure. So, you know, just like those three big compound movements and then some ancillary ones and then the other three big compounds and complements to those.
Perfect. And then if they do get a chance, I know the sun's never out here, but get outside for a sprint as well, and they will be golden.
For sure.
Lovely. Okay, dude, I think we're done. And 9:02, so that's, well, 9:02 in England here. what's the best way people can get hold of you? Because literally we filled an hour and a bit. This is going to be a two-part special and I feel like we're just scratching the surface. So what's the best way?
The easiest way to get in touch with me, honestly, is Facebook. So it's just facebook.com/officialJohnRomanello. You can also check out the websites, romanfitnesssystems.com, johnromanello.com, thefitbox.com. But yeah, Facebook, and then from there, you'll find links to everything.
Perfect. And if you ever need anything, John, just hit me up for anything. And if you get your ass finally over to America, over to London before I move out, I'll take you around for a few beers.
Perfect. I appreciate it, man. Thanks so much. Right.
Okay. Cheers, man.
The Awaken Your Alpha podcast. Live limitless. Tracking down the finest alpha minds on the planet for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Do the little guy a favor. Subscribe and review. It'll help get him off my back.
Excuse me, Mr. Swartzen Snitchell, if you don't mind. Thank you for enduring my enthusiastic friend on today's show. And see you on the next episode.
Thank you, David.
I am off to the Amazon. Whatever.
Big thanks to Mr. Levy Levitator. Easy has 123, Tom Gravett, Glenn Bridges, Video Vanguards, and Ryan Hawkins. Thanks for your written reviews. Takes like a minute, if that. So please, guys, just it really helps, and it just is very easy to do. So get in there, guys, and thanks for your reviews. I hope to have some more reviews very soon. See you later.